American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Israel is revealing that Hamas disguised themselves as aid workers to provoke Israeli attacks. Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
Newly released drone video shows Palestinian militants pretending to be workers from the World Central Kitchen. They travel in two cars, one marked with the flag of the humanitarian organization, before they're hit by IDF airstrikes. Inside Gaza, Israeli airstrikes targeted multiple areas of the enclave over the past 24 hours, killing dozens of Palestinian civilians. One strike killed at least one man who was selling water, according to bystanders. Others were injured and taken to a local hospital. The Israeli bombing campaign is expected to ramp up in the days ahead as its army prepares for an expanded ground operation to encircle Gaza City.
National Guard troops were deployed in Washington Tuesday following President Trump's declaration of a public safety emergency and takeover of the city's police department. Kevin Cork reports from Washington.
After just one day, the White House says they are already seeing results from the crime crackdown here in the nation's capital. 850 officers made nearly two dozen arrests on Monday. The U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi met with D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser and the police chief here in Washington, who say they want to make the most of the additional support in D.C., and they're willing to work with the Trump administration. But while city leaders and Democrats continue to dismiss the idea that crime is out of control here in the nation's capital, a man was in fact shot and killed Monday night, just blocks from the White House.
A fellow Democrat is accusing California Senator Adam Schiff of leaking classified information related to the Russia collusion investigation against President Trump. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says he's not surprised by the revelation.
This is a pattern. We all know that they leaked information all the time to undermine the guy we elected president of the United States.
A U.S. Army sergeant has been charged with attempted murder after opening fire on fellow soldiers at Georgia's Fort Stewart.
28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford is accused of wounding five members of his unit with a personal handgun, one of whom was reportedly his romantic partner. He faces six counts of attempted murder, aggravated assault, and a domestic violence charge. The charges issued as Radford made his first appearance Tuesday in a military courtroom at Fort Stewart. The attack happening August 6th, all of the victims survived. Radford remains in pretrial confinement as military proceedings continue. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Arkansas is beginning the new school year with a new state law. It's designed to keep cell phones out of classrooms during the entire school day. Bronson Woodruff has more.
Reducing distractions, improving focus, and mental well-being. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained this is the goal of the state's new bell-to-bell no-cell law. She spoke about it on Fox.
You know, it's such a critical thing for our students. We've seen such a decline in the level of focus at our schools and a huge increase in anxiety, depression, and suicide rates directly tied to unfettered access to social media and smartphones.
This will require students to put their cell phones in pouches at the beginning of the day. They get them back at the end of the day. Students are not allowed to have their phones at their desks.
We started this program with a pilot program in a lot of our schools across the state over the course of the last couple of years. And with that pilot program, we saw a 51% drop in drug usage. We saw a 57% drop in behavioral issues in the classroom and a huge increase in the focus.
Sanders said she knows it'll have a big impact, adding there's been a little pushback on the law, including in her own home, but that she thinks this is one of the best things they can do for their students.
And I'm excited that a lot of other states are following Arkansas's lead and going bell to bell no cell this year.
U.S. Education Secretary of State Linda McMahon was also on Fox. McMahon said there's no one-size-fits-all for education, saying that each community needs to have curriculum that fits best for their areas. She said the schools should each have the power to do that, not a central federal government that controls it all. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
On Tuesday, the S&P 500 rose 1.1% to top its all-time high set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 1.1%, while the Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.4% to set its own record. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.